This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's having a great day. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're up to Simen Vav, Din Birkas Asher Yatzar Velekai Neshama Uferushav. The halacha of Asher Yatzar, Elekai Neshama, and its meaning. Now, this is very interesting because the Shulchan Aruch is not a sefer on Be'er Tefillah. Shulchan Aruch is a sefer halacha. He's not here to tell you the perush of the tefillahs. He doesn't tell you the perush of the brachos. Interestingly, here the kaiseres of the sif of the simen is the perush of the bracha. So let's see. Simen sif aleph. Kishiyetzim esakise. When you come out of the bathroom, you varach hashiyatzar asadim bechachma. You make a bracha that God created man with wisdom. Shebriyas ha'adam hi bechachma nifla. The creation of man was with wondrous wisdom. Asher yatzar sa'adam bechachma. In other words, why do we say bechachma? What does bechachma have to do with going to the bathroom? So, nevertheless, the Mechaber says that the Briyas Ha'adam were in wondrous Chachma, V'yesh Mefarshim, Al Shem Shehaguf, Doimel Lanoid, Malei Ruach, V'hu Malei Nekavim. Some explain, because the body is like a sack, is like a canteen, which is full of wind and spirit, and the person's full of holes, kilakaman besamach. So it's a wonder. You know, you have a balloon, it's full of air. If you make a hole in the balloon completely deflates, and yet man is full of ruach, and the ruach does not escape the nekavim. V'yesh mefarshim b'chachma shehiskin mizaynois v'shadam rishon v'achach brai. The wisdom of creation of man is first God created man's food, and then God created man. So three pshatim in b'chachma. Either the overall creation of man was in tremendous wisdom, or the body is full of ruach, and the ruach doesn't escape, or God created man's food, and then he created him. And the Mechaber continues, Uvaravai nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. He created in him holes and cavities. Perosh, nekavim rabim kugoyin peh, v'choytem, v'tabas. God created the mouth, the nose, the anus, v'gam barabai, evarim rabim chalulim. He also created many limbs that are cavities, k'may lev, v'kares, me'ayim, the heart, the stomach, the intestines, she'im yisaseim echad mehem. So first it said nekavim, and then it says chalulim. And according to Mechaber, the girsa is she'im yisaseim echad mehem first. Kolaymar, which is yisaseim? The nekavim. So nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalim. She'im yisaseim is going on the nekavim. Kolaymar, she'ba nekavim yesh nekav echad shehu hapeh. So here's the question. The question is, what do you mean, she'im yisasim echad mehem, yevshar l'hiskayim, that if God would seal one of them, we couldn't exist? Not true. There are many people, they could close their mouth, obviously not for too long. Most people have a hard time closing their mouth for too long, but you could close your mouth, and nothing happens. So what does it mean, yevshar l'hiskayim? So the answer is, kolam yish nekev echad shu apek, shekishuhu b'mei imoy. The truth is, yeah, you could keep your mouth closed, but there is a certain circumstance that it's very difficult, that when you're in your mother's womb, the mouth is sealed. And when a person comes out, hu niftach, it's opened. If, when a person comes out into this world, the mouth remain closed. It would be impossible to exist even for one moment. In other words, yes, it is possible to keep the mouth closed, but there's a certain juncture of time that at that juncture, you need to have the mouth open, and if the mouth would not be open, a person could not exist. And the cavities, Im haya niftach echad mehem, if one of them would be open, lo haya efshar l'skayim afilu sha echas, it would be impossible to exist even for one moment. So the nekavim, it's referring to the mouth at the moment of birth, and the chalulim, if a person has a blockage in any of these limbs, you know, a person, chas v'sham, their kidneys are blocked, it could be so painful that a person can't even exist for a moment. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Chalulim, perosh evarim chalulim. Limbs that are hollow. V'lo yomer chalulim, debecholo lo shaykh bria. Chalulim, either a corpse or an empty space, that's not the reference over here, but rather it means a cavity. A limb that has that is somewhat empty on the inside. She'im yisasim keni girsas harambam. The mechaber is going to girsas harambam. Av girsas shalanu v'rashi v'rif v'rash is imi paseach koidim. Our girsas is like the other rishonim. First we say she'im yipaseach and then yisasim. Kaloimar shebanakavim. Now, this is very interesting. This is a case where Nosach Svard has sort of taken over, and even people who daven Nosach Ashkenaz, they unknowingly allow themselves to be affected. But the Mechaber has a kasha. His kasha is, what do you mean, Eif Shalis Kayim Afilu Shah Echas? And the Mechaber has a kasha. People could keep their mouth closed. Watch. Oh, we did it. So he's bothered by a kasha. What do you mean it's impossible to exist even for one moment? But the whole kasha is based on the Mechaber's girsa that he says, afilu shah echas. But the our minhag is not to say the words, afilu shah echas. The Mechaber is going with the girsa of the Rambam. Look in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah, the girsa say, hoya, eif shal eskem, afilu shah echas. V'kashal, he's bothered by a kasha. The Adam says, v'ar b'shoyis, person could keep their mouth closed for many hours. V'zeh omar, kaloymar. Therefore, the Mechaber says, kaloymar. You know, there is a sefer called Kaloimar's Shabarashi. There's a sefer on Nedarim. I don't remember at the moment if it's Yadois Nedarim or Parashas Nedarim, where the Ran very often says the word Kaloimar. But there's a Yesoid in learning that whenever Rashi says the word Kaloimar, Rashi is bothered by Akasha. The Kasha is the simple reading of it is not clear. And Rashi answers, Kaloimar, no, it really means to say something else. So what the Mechaber is saying, Kaloimar, you know what it means? Afilu sho'echos, it means at the moment of birth. Avo minogenu shaloi loimar afilu sho'echos, our minog, meaning A, nosach Ashkenaz, B, Ashkenazim, in general, is to say, Shaloi loymar afil shachas kumash goes around man. V'chein mechubah guda. Ken goes mag avram. V'chein mashir abra. V'ayin taz. So the Mishnah Berurah's recommendation is not to say the words afilu shachas. For Sfardim, you could say afilu shachas. Maybe Nusuch Sfard says it. I'm not sure. But Mishnah Berurah says Minog Ashkenaz is not to say the words afilu shachas. I personally do not say the words afilu shachas. Now, how do you say EF Shar? A is, the Mishnah Berurah says something very interesting. A bitseirai, not e afshar, a afshar, with tachas alef. Ki amila nigzes min ayin. The word e, what does the word e mean? E means it's not. So the Be'er Heitiv says it should be pronounced a afshar. Kein kosua Be'er Heitiv primogadim. But the Shar Tshuva is meyashef. The girsa bechiruk shegam ken kavnasa kamay ayin kamay dechsev e kavoid e, which Rashi says shepirsh Rashi shem shekavnasa kamay ein kavoid. So here's an example where the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying the pronunciation of choice is a afshar, but he does quote the Shar Tshuva that farenfers that explains our minhag. I do believe almost all Siddurim say have Eifshar. Okay, let us proceed. Void yesh lefarish in the Mechaber. What does it mean we cannot exist even for one moment? Shegvul yesh adam zichem nekavli sasam layamas. In other words, there is a certain threshold that a person could keep their mouth closed for a minute, for an hour, for 3 hours. The moment, if you go a moment beyond, a person couldn't exist. V'kivan sha'avar oisai gvo, once you pass that border, i'afshar l'skayim afilu sha'achas. V'kivan sha'bechlal ha'nekavim. Now, what's this got to do? I'm not making a bracha because I opened my mouth. I'm making a bracha of going to the bathroom. The answer is v'kivan shebichlal hanekavim heim pi hatavas u'pi ha'ama. Since included in the nekavim are the holes from which we excrete, either gedolim or ketanim. U'v'chlal eivar machalulim. And why are we talking about organs? Because included in the organs that we're referring to shem yipaseach echamim, that if one of them were to be opened, iev shal leskayim heim keres u'me'ayim, would be the stomach or the intestines. Shapir hava shevach zeh. Then, certainly, this praise would be connected to going to the bathroom. In other words, there are holes that we need to be able to go to the bathroom, and there are organs that are needed to be able to likewise excrete. Now, the Efsheroid. So far, two Perushim in Afilu Shoyachas. Number one, the mouth when you're born. Now, that's interesting. Why can't a baby close his mouth for 30 seconds when he's born? What would happen? Now, the baby has to cry. Part of the baby crying, it seals shut certain holes in the heart. Maybe that's what the Mechaber is referring to. The second shot is, afilu sha'achas, beyond the threshold. And here's another perush. The efsheroid shemei achar shem yoytzei l'nekavav biyoyser ad shem avar hagvul yamos bechlal sheim yipaseach echad mehem hu. It could be that since if a person would go to the bathroom too forcefully, that if he would pass the boundary, he would die. So that's included in im yipaseach echad mehem. The havish im yipaseach echad mehem nami meinyan asiyas tzrach of mamish. So im yipaseach is not just referring to an organ, but rather it's referring to the going to the bathroom. That if it would be excessive or too forceful, a person would not be able to exist. So this is included in going to the bathroom. Roife choyli chobasar. So this is an interesting pronunciation. Roife choyli chobasar. Hashem hanekavim shabarabai. This is referring. What is the refuah over here? The holes that Hashem created lahoitzi psoros macholai, to remove the refuse of his food, ki yemis apesh babeten yamos, if it would be allowed to rot in his stomach, the person would die. Vahoitza asahi refua, and being able to remove it is a remedy and a healing. In other words, what's roifei chol basar? Well, the person's not taking medicine when he goes to the bathroom. How's going to the bathroom refua? The answer is because the food would stay inside and rot, it would cause illness. So Roifei choyli chobasar. Says Mishabura, roifei choyli. Bachu shlam atemash kasu shein lomer choyli. Rak roifei chobasar. So the Achronim say not to say it. The Taz kasa the shnegos. Hagar says hein achoynois. The Taz says both texts are authentic. V'chalil olim chag achas mehem. Heaven forbid to erase any of them. Ayin sham. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here for today. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Bracha v'atzlacha, have a great day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.